Hello and welcome to this podcast. My name is Frederick Langenschild. I'm a senior investment specialist covering alternative investments at UBP. Today I will give you an update on UAccess Campbell Absolute Return UCITS, including a review of the recent performance and some of the recent winning trades. Let me start by an executive summary. The fund is performing strongly so far in 2021 in an environment that remains volatile for markets. After a relatively challenging 2020 for quantitative strategies, the fund's models have been able to successfully identify and benefit from some of the market shifts in 2021. The fund's absolute return approach, diversified through four main strategies, is the best way to get exposure to quantitative investments in our view. I will now give you a reminder of the fund's concept. UAccess Campbell Absolute Return UCITS provide investors with the alternative strategy of a pioneer in the industry, using diversifying risk and return drivers and very liquid instruments. It seeks to generate uncorrelated and attractive risk-adjusted returns, investing across multiple markets and asset classes. It is a diversifier to traditional investments with very low sensitivity to equities and bonds. I will now go through a performance update. As of March 24, 2021, the fund has a positive performance of 5.3% year-to-date, net of fees for Class C in US dollar. One of the strategies that has contributed strongly is Forex, an asset class that has been challenging to trade for most investors this year. The performance in developed market Forex has been generated through various positions, including two that we are illustrating in the flash notes accompanying this podcast. The first come from the US dollar exposure that was repositioned from short to long during February as the market was changing, thanks in part to short-term models that are very reactive to market movements. The second comes from the systematic macro strategy that identified a relative attractiveness of the Canadian dollar versus the Japanese yen. Another strategy that has behaved well so far this year is the equity market neutral strategy. The highlights of this strategy are as follows. All three styles within the strategy, which are reversion, fundamental, and momentum, are positive so far year to date. Reversion has been the largest contributor to performance, which further highlights the value of faster strategies. The positive year-to-date performance of equity market neutral momentum strategies is notable given the poor performance of factor momentum indices this year. Campbell's momentum strategies played good defense in part because of their faster speed and more nimble implementation compared to standard factor momentum. We would like to highlight that those examples relate to three different strategies: systematic macro, short-term, and quantitative equity. It highlights the advantage of Campbell's absolute return model that uses four main strategies which are decorrelated from one another. To conclude, I will tell you how we believe this fund should be used in the context of a global portfolio. With markets having been subject to short-term volatility and extreme moves in recent weeks, we believe that an allocation to quantitative strategies should strongly be considered. The absolute return approach aims to generate performance in every market condition with limited sensitivity to equities and bonds. In that sense, it should be seen as a true diversifier to traditional assets. Thank you very much for your attention. If you require any further information, please don't hesitate to contact us.